Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. As always, you can find all of our Penn State football podcasts online on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download the app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. There you can ask, not only can you get all our content, you can ask your questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment, brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. They will be your questions, his answers. If you're not getting our content through the Keystone Sports app, you're just not doing it right. Welcome in, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we've got a full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in the studio to kick things off, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer. Penn Live in the Patriot News. Bobby, how you doing this summer?
I'm good. It's June, so.
We're under 100.
Yeah.
You recognized that last week, mm-hmm. And that stuck with me. I'm like, we're down in the 90s now. Next week, we'll be in the 80s.
I always knew you could do subtraction, and yeah. This just proved it.
Thank you. The third member of our on-air team, that's none other than Ross the Boss, Mr. Ross Tucker. He will join us in a bit and be around for the final three segments of our show, which this week we're going to kick off with some news and notes. We have plenty to talk about. Question two is Tucker's tape, or excuse me, quarter number two is Tucker's tape. That's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. That powers quarter number three, and we'll close out our show with our continuing countdown of the 25 most important players for the Nittany Lions coming out of spring ball and heading into fall camp.
We started this in April, and now it's in June, so we're getting close.
We put no barriers around it. We said we don't want to do X amount per week. We're just going to work through the list throughout the summer because there's plenty to talk about. So let's kick off some news and notes. Bob, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's start with Cameron Kelly, four-star defensive back / athlete from Virginia. Was Penn State going to add another nugget from Virginia to its 2019 recruiting class? He had Penn State on the final list that he put out, but earlier in the week you could kind of tell. The tide was shifting. It looked like Clemson came in late. In the end, he announced just the other day that he is going to Virginia Tech and not Penn State. But the tea leaves kind of came out with Penn State getting a fourth D back in this class and him being a sort of multi-position guy. What were your thoughts?
It could just be that James Franklin felt sorry for those in-state schools and said, look, this is just embarrassing.
I'll give you one.
This is embarrassing. Like, have a little pride. We're going to give you the four-star. It could have been that, or he could have just said he could have just really liked Virginia Tech, or he could have looked at the fact that Penn State's already got a bunch of DBs already, four in the class, and, you know. the fact that Clemson was in on him, though, I thought was telling about – it speaks to, you know, how good he could really be.
Yeah, Clemson came in late and strong.
Yeah.
And really strong.
Yeah, I mean, their defense isn't just about – the Clemson defense just isn't about that defensive line, which is going to be historically good this year if they all stay healthy. But, yeah, no, I mean
– Penn State can't get them all.
You can't get them all. You can't get them all. And there wasn't a lot of buzz about this at the start of the week.
Right.
And you could kind of tell. I still consider it to be a hot streak for James Franklin. This is a rare good player that he did not get out of Virginia, at least recently. And we'll see how it plays out the rest of the way.
Over the last two recruiting cycles, just to bring up Virginia real quick, and then we'll move on. Top two out of the top three ranked kids last year in the 2018 class came from Virginia,
mm-hmm.
came to Penn State. This year, the top three are already committed to Penn State. So
Trace McSorley.
Don't forget about McSorley. Virginia. Don't correct. Forget about DeAndre Tompkins, correct?
I think DeAndre might be from D.C.
Or is it Brandon Polk?
Yeah, Brandon Polk's his
Brandon
high school
Polk.
Teammate.
Yeah, that was – I had the wrong wide receiver, but yeah. I had the right position. So
actually, I think – correct me. I think DeAndre Tompkins is from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
All right.
But I was just looking at him for something, and I was like, I thought he was from Virginia too. He's from North Carolina.
Yeah, I saw your bold prediction on him, by the way, which maybe we'll get to that in the coming week. You just published
There's
it this
always
week.
Time for bold predictions.
Right, on PennLive.com.
And Ross to make fun of my bold predictions and your bold predictions.
Go check it out. You know, I pulled it up, and poked around and was reading. I'm like, you know what? Some of these are bold. I like them.
Yeah, they can't all be bold. But, I mean, a couple of them I wanted to take a shot.
Yeah.
You got to take a shot.
One of That's what I liked, and also the one that we have as our little side bet, which is the Lion Tommy Stevens and his touchdown total. I have a strange feeling I'm losing that because you keep beating that drum and you're really good at it. Let's keep moving on with news and notes. Penn State defensive tackle Corey Bowles, he was a redshirt freshman, came in the 2017 class. Four-star from New Jersey, has transferred. Has left the program and requested a transfer, and he's going to leave. There's a million reasons you can talk about why it possibly happened. Penn State has a needed defensive tackle, but it looks like some guys emerged over the winter and through the spring, and that's the important period when you're looking for new guys. But the thing about this is, the flip side of it is, it gets Penn State to the 85 scholarship number.
Not insignificant, the number 85.
Yep.
Also not insignificant the time of year that this kid's transferring after spring. Antoine White did it recently. I think it was pretty clear when Antoine did it. It didn't really feel like he was going to be a big part of the future at Penn State. And in the spring and the winter, when the names were bandied about at defensive tackle, you didn't hear a lot of Corey Bowles. You heard about Fred Hansard. I thought, even though you didn't hear a lot about him, Damian Barber showed pretty well in the blue-white game. There is a lot of buzz about at least one of the incoming freshmen, P.J. Mustafa, who can play defensive tackle. Also, another guy that got some praise in the spring was Antonio Shelton, who can play defensive tackle. So all those guys fall in line behind Windsor and Kevin Givens, and you never heard boo about Corey Bowles. And I just think I think it might have been the sum of the parts. I think in other words, a ripple in the pond.
Right.
Obviously, it didn't look like he was really in their plans, and they're continuing to get good athletes in the program. He wants to play as a four-star. He knows he can play elsewhere.
Right.
They need to get to 85, all of it together, and you just wish him well. But yeah, he was a four-star from New Jersey. A lot of good things were said about him, but you have a finite, I think, amount of time at some positions at Penn State to prove yourself, because they're deep at a lot of positions.
Right. He was teammate of Rashad Gary, right, who went to Michigan. They played on the same defensive line in high school. Him and Fred Hansard looked like they were going to be a 1-2 combo for the future, but he has transferred out of the program. Penn State's at 85. We're going to keep moving on. Don't forget, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. It's quarter number one. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, we're kicking things off. Ross the Boss will join us shortly for the final three segments of the show. Stick around for that. You don't want to miss it, because Ross always has plenty to say. Let's keep moving with our news and notes. Bob, let's talk a little bit recruiting. It's a big recruiting weekend for Penn State this weekend that we're coming into now, or we're into right now. Most of the top 2019 class targets that Penn State still has on its board are coming in for official visits. There's eight of them. It's eight official visits this weekend. And the interesting thing for me, and we'll list where the guys are from and all that stuff, but the eight official visits are from eight different states. So that kind of tells you where Penn State has kind of rapidly moved toward in the last 18 months. It seems like they are headed to be a national program when it comes to talent acquisition.
Well, he's definitely expanding his footprint. He's definitely expanding his recruiting base. 10 years ago, Penn State got the majority of the recruits from, I would say, four or five states: Pennsylvania, New Jersey, a little bit into the Northeast. They occasionally will get somebody from Ohio. And then when Larry Johnson was on the staff, he was really good at, if there was good players in Maryland or Virginia or North Carolina or Delaware, D.C., that was the base. And now you're starting to see, with some of the coaches he's bringing on board, he's made it a priority to get some players from some other states. And I think he needs to. I mean, if you're going to keep up with Alabama and Clemson, you're going to have to recruit a little bit in the South.
Ohio State.
I was going to say Ohio State, which really is in a lot of ways an SEC school already with Urban Meyer there, is doing it. And even, he hasn't seen the success I think he wants, but, Michigan has really tried to establish some pipelines, both in Florida with IMG, and I think he's emphasized New Jersey. They're trying to do that as well. He's got to do it. He's starting to do it. So I'm curious what you think are the most interesting states that are being represented in this recruiting weekend.
I find Michael Johnson Jr., the four-star dual-threat quarterback from Oregon.
Sure, that's a rare one.
Penn State's in his final top seven, and he is the son of Michael Johnson, the Oregon Ducks wide receiver coach.
Okay.
Oregon's on the list.
I thought you were going to tell me the Olympic hurdler, the gold medalist, and I was like, whoa.
No, his final seven is interesting because it's coast to coast, literally.
Yeah.
Nebraska's on there as well, which I found very interesting. Mm-hmm. Arizona State, Oregon's obviously on there, Penn State. But that's one of them. I thought, even though they just got Devin Ford, the running back from Virginia, who's very good, Eric Gray's a really good running back from Tennessee. Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
On the list, John Michie. This one looks like a Penn State lean, wide receiver from New Jersey, right where mm-hmm. you'd expect. These are all guys that are making official visits this weekend. John Dunmore, another wide receiver from Florida, ding ding ding, Florida. Jaleel Billingsley, tight end from Chicago, Illinois, stud tight end. Lance Dixon, linebacker from Michigan. Penn State's in his final five. That seems to be a really high target for Penn State. And Lewis Cine, who you think is the one that Penn State wants to round out the defensive backfield in this recruiting class. He's a safety from Texas, kind of via New England.
Yeah.
So that's the guys that are coming in for official visits this weekend. There's no offensive linemen and no defensive linemen. I don't really care about that. These are targets. These are guys that they feel they want and have a need for. So, and they're going nationwide.
To see how many of them from outside the perceived recruiting footprint actually make Penn State a finalist, and it's, you know, if they can get a couple of them, I think that bodes well for the future of them continuing to expand the Penn State recruiting brand.
Yeah, they're, don't put anything past James Franklin. All right, we got about a little over a minute left. The microphone is going to be yours because Trent Dilfer came out earlier this week, ESPN analyst, Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Don't, let's not, no. It's,
yeah.
It doesn't, it's not right. I know it's right, but it's really not right.
He said Trace McSorley is better than Baker Mayfield.
A little bit better. Yeah, that surprised me. Also, he was a champion of Christian Hackenberg. I have to point that out in the interest of fairness. This is what I would say about that. I think Trace has another level in him to improve, even though he lost a lot of skill talent around him, including Barkley and Jasicki and Hamilton. I think he needs to take that next step and to be considered in Baker Mayfield's class.
What's the next step?
So I want to see his completion percentage go up. I want to see the interceptions come down. He's already a better, I think he's already more dangerous as a runner as Baker. And one thing in Trace's favor with this argument, and a lot of, if you're a big Trace McSorley fan, you can make it. Trace plays a tougher schedule.
Baker
Mayfield played in two tough games in my mind last year. Really, two tough games. He played well at Ohio State before they got their kind of act together defensively with some young players. And he played well in the first half against Georgia, not so much the rest of the way.
Right.
But those other games, that was a 7-on-7.
It was.
There was really, that was just too easy. Trace plays a tougher schedule. I think he can get there. He's got to get to another level in his game, though.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Thanks, Bob. Ross Tucker joined us. Tucker Tape is next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.